I do think that it's all going to be a... I think it's all going to be a referendum on the governance. That's what's going to happen. The governance of the pandemic and the way it has been handled by schools, local governments, school boards, teachers' unions, that'll all weigh in. By the way, do you remember when Joe Biden said we'll have this Buy American strategy? Apparently, it's really a strategy to buy from the Chinese Communist Party. Pelosi's mask mandate forces members of Congress to wear masks made in China. KN95 masks supplied to lawmakers' offices by the office of the attending physician are stamped made in China. Some folks not too happy. A year after promising tests for every American, Biden now relying on tests produced in China and purchased from Chinese manufacturers. Andon Health is the name of the company. On Build Back Better, Democrats actually blocked an amendment to keep taxpayer money from going to the Chinese Communist Party. Beyond sending money overseas after he promised to send it to American companies, there is this. China's products often don't even work. The Chinese government has sent faulty masks, faulty vaccines, faulty test kits all over the world, and everybody knows it. And so much for Biden holding Xi Jinping accountable for anything he promised. He refused to pressure Xi on anything and sent him $1 billion. Build back better, huh? Well, maybe when he gets done building back China. Because that's what it looks like. Oh, I forgot to mention this. This is really important. Pay attention. Parents, new parents, in case you missed this. I mentioned this last hour, and I forgot to get to it. It's important, I believe. It doesn't appear that any forced stimulus payments are coming anytime soon. There are a group of you out there that could make some cash here. That's anyone who added a child to the family in 2021. If you had a kid in 2021, you could be in line for $5,000. Let me explain quite quickly and easily and directly why. You see, there was a built-in stimulus payment of $1,400 from the government for every dependent in 2021. Of course, the government couldn't foresee that you had a child on the way. That $1,400 still in play. Oh, and the expanded child tax credit, the earned income child tax credit, is worth $3,600 for those under the age of six. So if you have a newborn, it's $5,000. If you had twins, it's 10 grand. If you had triplets, well, it's 15. So for anyone who had a child last year, that child counts as a dependent for both purposes, for both the stimulus check and for the child tax credit. Because the IRS would not have known about the child when it was sending out those payments. Bingo, there you go, $5,000. You're welcome, congratulations. And thank you for taking the time. 10 grand for twins. Octomom would, you know, be racking up the cash. 40 grand. At any rate. Meanwhile, talking about kids. Seven school districts in Virginia, they just can't stand the idea that parents will be in charge of anything. They just can't stand it. Seven school districts in Virginia announcing Monday that they are suing Virginia's new governor, Glenn Youngkin, over his executive order requiring that parents have the choice to opt their kids out of public school mask mandates. This legal action centers on fundamental questions about the framework of public education in Virginia as set out in the Virginia Constitution and by the General Assembly. The school boards of these seven districts put in a press release. Today's action is not politically motivated. Of course it is. These seven districts would welcome the opportunity to collaborate with the governor to ensure the safety and welfare of all students, then get the damn masks off their faces. The school boards behind the suit, Alexandria, Arlington, Richmond, Fairfax, Falls Church, Hampton City, Prince William County. They announced a suit. The move amounts to the latest salvo in the simmering political battle over schools handling the COVID-19 pandemic. Let me clue you in. Knock, knock, knock. Hello. Those on the left, listen to me. You keep kicking sand in the face of parents, you're going to lose every single time. You kick dirt into the face of parents, whether it's Virginia or Michigan or Montana or anywhere else, and those parents will return fire, figuratively speaking. Those parents will come back and tell you it is their right, their child, their family, their future, their God-given right, in fact. Parents are no longer shy. Parents have seen their kids abused by teachers' unions and bad rules and bad everything. Ah, it's so true, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. And parents, they will become, I can assure you, parents will become the lead voice in November 2022. Those on the left refused to hear what was said by voters in Virginia. That's okay. That's okay. And don't forget to get the best water possible with Wolverine Water Systems. It is a Michigan company for almost 75 years. That's right, WolverineWaterSystems.com, the place to find the best water treatment system for your home, plus a reverse osmosis drinking water system. Best thing I ever did to my house. Paul said, hey, you need to do this. Paul Mahaney, he owns a place, has for a long time. Michigan people making Michigan products, your friends and neighbors making it happen, and you just tell Paul Mahaney I sent you over, all right? Give him a call. WolverineWaterSystems.com. Check that out, all right? I'm going to take a quick break. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
Does retirement have to wait until my 70s? Is a great college for our kids?
Out of the question?
Is the American dream?
Out of our reach?
Not if we can help it. We're the National Endowment for Financial Education, a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping people just like you get smart about their money. Log on to smartaboutmoney.org today and start taking control of your financial life. Help is closer than you think.